This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus all of our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And don't forget, to all the people working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, and the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too. Thank you for what you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget also to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. All right, joining us right now to start things out on the weekend is Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hello, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
It is time to say the pledge. Are you ready, sir?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we're going to start out with the good jobs report that we got yesterday, above expectations, and the fact that we now have black unemployment that's just rolling along. Hispanic unemployment is way down. I mean, things are really looking pretty good right now. And to the doomsayers that are out there going, oh, don't believe it, don't this, don't that, the numbers say something different.
They sure do, Captain. Right now, 158,510,000 Americans are working.
That's full employment.
That's right. And so, you know, the old saying, a rising tide lifts all boats.
Yep.
And, you know, we have such great news. African-American unemployment is at a record low. And it means one thing, Captain. It means that people are going back to work. People are getting the opportunity to live the American dream and to provide for their families. People all over the United States are having this wonderful economy. And so, really, it's a cause for celebration. And
yeah.
I really, really am excited about this.
Yeah, and then I heard somebody say today on one of the talking head shows that, well, they're all minimum wage jobs. They're all minimum wage. And they're all in the service sector and all that. And then all of a sudden I looked up and I saw there were 128,000 jobs over the past 2 months that had been created in what's called the research areas, where they get paid anywhere from $50,000 to $100,000 a year. And I'm thinking, okay, how come they're not talking about that?
Right. Well, one of the simple reasons, Captain, I think, is because it makes Trump look good. It draws people's attention to the idea that President Trump has put in these different policies and so forth, and really it just goes to show the depth of the political division, especially with some in the media who just don't want to recognize a good thing when they see it, because it could give a little bit of a political uptick to their person that they don't support.
All right, now we've got to talk about the impeachment stuff that's going on, because every day we're going to go give like a little impeachment report when you and I are talking, because it's just going to be there. I mean, we can't do away with it, unfortunately. And here's what Steve Scalise had to say yesterday.
frankly, if you read the resolution, it allows, first of all, for Adam Schiff to continue going on behind closed doors, building this false narrative where they leak out certain things to try to mislead people. You talk to people that were in the room and you get a completely different response. And oh, by the way, over 75% of the voting members of Congress are not allowed in that room. Most of the American people don't know what's going on in that room. So they continue that process. And then even if it goes to the Judiciary Committee, which we don't know if it will, but if it goes to the Judiciary Committee, the chairman still has full discretion to deny, to veto witnesses. Veto power by the chairman never has happened before. Didn't happen under Clinton. Didn't happen under Nixon. And even the president's legal counsel, by the way, Brian, the chairman has the discretion to kick the president's legal counsel out of the room. Now, if you want to call that a fair process, again, I equate it to Soviet-style justice, because maybe in the Soviet Union, they have a one-sided, closed-doors, behind-closed-doors secret impeachment process. This is the United States of America. We deserve better than this. Our justice system works a lot different than that.
Now, I heard a couple of callers talking and calling into some talk shows yesterday afternoon in my travels, and a couple of them were saying, well, you know, the Republicans are saying there's no due process and they can't do this and they can't do that. And that's not true, because they're getting all the chances they can to cross-examine and do this and do that and all that stuff. I said, what the hell planet are they living on? That's absolutely not true.
Well, exactly right. And what Steve Scalise is talking about there, when he mentions Soviet style, that really should send shivers up and down everybody's spine, because what happened in the Soviet Union was real. People were oppressed in the most horrific ways. They disappeared. They were executed. They were murdered. All kinds of terrible things happened under the Soviet regime. And so to even invoke that has got to be taken seriously, and it should have a great impact, because when you have the ability to simply turn off cross-examination or have to approve witnesses that are called, that's no real, back and forth of what people expect from any kind of court case.
And what is a synopsis, when you put a synopsis out of something that's on a tape?
Synopsis is usually something that just sort of summarizes what was on it.
Yeah, but it's actually the things that were said on the tape is being written out and then printed out to hand out to people, because they don't want to hand the tape because there's certain things on there that are classified. And I'll get into all that in a minute. So hold that thought there, Kyle, and folks will be right back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, here on the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We have a lot more coming your way.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Man. And this segment of The Captain's America, Third Watch is brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Now, if you're struggling with severe nagging pain, and a lot of people are, if you've got arthritis pain, and I certainly have that problem, I have arthritis. If you've got back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, knee pain, hip pain, ankle pain, foot pain, muscle aches in general, then let me suggest that you try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start right away. It works for me, and hopefully it will work for you. I've been on it about 3 years and 8 months now. It is non-narcotic. It's all natural. The ingredients that are in there will not hurt you. You can actually take a double dose of this if you need to do so, and it won't hurt you at all. You take it 3 times a day to start with. That's for breakfast, for lunch, and for supper. And if that doesn't work, you can take an extra dose if you need to, because sometimes you're in, like I am, sometimes you're in that kind of pain where you have to have that extra dose to cut it back. But it works. Simply put, it works. All you got to do is try the 1995 3-week quick start plan. It's $19.95 plus shipping and handling, about $5 or $6, something like that. You get it within 3 days. And by doing so, you'll find out what I found out. Simply put, it works for me. ReliefFactor.com/captain is a website. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Again, ReliefFactor.com/captain. Go there and sign up for the 3-week quick start. I mean, after all you got to lose is pain. And I'm telling you, it worked for me. And hopefully it'll work for you. About 80% of the people that have tried it here on this program are still taking it, and it's working for them. ReliefFactor.com/captain. All righty. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we talked about Steve Scalise, and He just talked about the Soviet-style tactics that are being used by the Democrats. But it gets a little more in-depth from that. They can control the message because of the way they're doing things. Now, the other day, correct me if I'm wrong, didn't Adam Schiff tell a witness not to answer certain questions from the Republicans who were asking questions?
That's exactly right, and that's abhorrent, yeah.
All right, and what happened as a result of that?
Well, basically, what they're doing is if the Republicans are asking them are asking questions and Schiff can step in, well, then they basically are denying the basic rights of the other side to even get information. Exactly.
But that's how you take information, which is being told in a detailed, truthful manner, and chop it up and use it and insert it and make it sound like something totally different, correct?
Well, sure, especially when you can walk out to the cameras after your secret meetings and then just, sort of leak out whatever you want the people to think. It's kind of like being able to just really twist somebody's words, you know, and they don't have any real ability to say, no, here's what actually was said, you know, that kind of stuff.
Now, we saw the president tonight in Tupelo, Mississippi. Did you see him on TV?
I didn't get a chance to, unfortunately.
He unloaded on Beto, who's now dropped out of the race. He's unloaded on Biden, who's now number four in Iowa. He unloaded on Baghdadi and what they did there as he tied it to Mississippi gubernatorial candidates that were there up on stage with him and all the different candidates, by the way, in Mississippi. And it's really something to watch when you get a Trump rally. I mean, there's just nothing like it.
Well, absolutely. And you know, people like Beto, you know, they sort of do all this to themselves. I mean, he just provides so much wonderful material. You know, it's
he
really
spent over, Kyle, he spent over $100 million. Think about this for a minute. Over $100 million to defeat Ted Cruz in Texas. And he lost by what, 3 points?
Yeah, exactly.
He lost. He spent over $100 million. Now, he still had some of that money left to run for the presidency, but I guess now that's all gone. Oh, and speaking of money, senator out there in California, Kamala Harris, has fired a lot of her staff, especially the ones in New Hampshire. She's got nobody in New Hampshire right now, which tells me if she doesn't do well in Iowa, there won't be a New Hampshire.
No, as a matter of fact, what it looks like is they're closing down the offices, it would appear, in New Hampshire and trying to focus in on Iowa. And, you know, so she's another quite interesting candidate story here, Captain, you know, whereas Beto, you know, I just can't imagine why he couldn't get traction. I mean, he had all the right ideas. He wanted to tax the
Well, I'm going to take your guns and buy them back. I'm going to buy all your AR-15s back because they're killing machines. Yeah, right. My 22 caliber AR-15 is a killing machine. Tell that to the squirrels.
Well, you see, that's the thing. Again, it's just like what we see Adam Schiff doing. You get out there and you control a message, or you put something out there, and everybody goes around saying it. All the different candidates, or all the different pundits, or all the different media people, they all say the same thing over and over again. And so that's how you sort of foist it onto the American people. And in Kamala Harris's case, you know, she just never got traction. She never connected, I think, with voters. And it's really quite interesting because I thought she might have been doing much better than she did. But, again, the voters have a funny way of...
I didn't think so, and the reason I didn't think so is because I knew that stuff about Willie Brown was going to come out, and it was going to come out sooner rather than later. And that's all it took, in my opinion, to destroy her. I mean, that was the beginning of the end. But anyway, let's talk about this Elizabeth Warren health care plan, which the Democrats are teeing off on her about right now.
Yes, well, $52 trillion. Then we're going to increase our ultra-millionaire tax, and then we're going to have any company over 50 employees, they're going to no longer pay health care providers. They're just going to give money to the government, and it's going to be called the employer
Medicare
contribution.
Doesn't work that way.
No, it doesn't. And also, if you notice, Captain, Elizabeth Warren and others, they have no compunction to say, we're pretty much going to criminalize private health insurance. We're going to take that away. There's only going to be the one thing. There's going to be the government.
Well, I know how to solve it. I know how to pay for it.
How's that?
Tax all those rich suicide jockeys like Thomas that are out there delivering the gasoline tonight.
Yeah. Well, they get the hazard pay. I know that, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. Now, you know, the other thing is Joe Biden, and this isn't funny because poor Joe, he's now down to fourth place in Iowa.
Yep, that's right. Fourth place. And, you know, this is why I think the Democrats are in panic mode, even more so than normal, because they're looking around and they're looking at all these different candidates. Joe Biden, you know, probably was a safe bet early on in the whole process, but every single day there's some gaffe or there's some other kind of disconnect by Joe Biden. And I think they're looking around and they're saying, no, none of these candidates, you know, really have what it takes. Biden's got the name recognition. He was vice president and all that. But I think voters are starting to say, hey, wait a minute. No, maybe his time's passed at this point.
Well, the other thing right now is when you take a look at all the different stuff that's going on, Donald Trump's base is not dwindling at all. Now, they're trying to do everything they can to misrepresent and to lie and to do anything they can to make Donald Trump look foolish or ridiculous. And his base is not going anywhere. As a matter of fact, it may have even gotten a little bit stronger.
Well, right. That's because Donald Trump does connect with the people. They realize, I mean, Donald Trump may be a billionaire, but he is someone who can...
Who works for free as the president.
Who works for free as the president, that's right. But is just as comfortable, Captain, talking to the pipe fitters as he is, you know, the high society, you know, highfalutin muckety-mucks. And that's his secret. And the Democrats can't understand this. I mean, they say they're the party of the people and all that, but Donald Trump actually knows the people. He is one of the people. And so that you can't manufacture, and that you can't take away.
Like I told you, I saw the interaction when he was out on the streets in New York going around to one of his different buildings or one of his construction projects or whatnot. He was just one of the guys out there, you know, kidding with him, joking with him, always got along good with the union guys, got along good with the police, the firefighters. And I saw that interaction, unlike some other people that don't have that, like, for example, the mayor of New York, Bill de Blasio.
Oh, right. Well, you see, Captain, my thought about Donald Trump is that, see, he understands what the goal is. The goal is we're going to put up a big, beautiful office building or hotel or condominium building, whatever it is in New York City, and he realizes it takes everybody working together, and everybody's important. You know, everybody's important to this job in one way or another, and that's what translates out to the people. And the Democrats, especially the far left, they just sort of want to rule over everybody.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We're going to ask him about California, because there's a big mess brewing out there. PG&E, the governor of California, has threatened to take control of PG&E. Wow. We'll check on that when we come back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Beto O'Rourke, the former Texas congressman, announced that he was ending his Democratic presidential campaign, which failed to capture the enthusiasm, interest, and fundraising of his 2018 Senate race. Addressing supporters in Iowa, O'Rourke said while his campaign was ending, he planned to stay active in the fight to defeat President Donald Trump. Four people were killed and at least four injured at a Halloween party shooting at a Northern California home rented by a woman who falsely claimed she wanted the Airbnb so her asthmatic family members could escape the wildfire smoke. Gunshots were reported last night at about 10:45 in the wealthy San Francisco suburb of Orinda, where more than 100 people were in attendance. Orinda Police Chief David Cook said at a news conference there's no ongoing threat to the public. Cook did not address a possible motive or how many people are believed to be involved in the attack. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
USA Podcast and the New Media Journal. Stay up and stay informed by listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, live 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Frank Salvato. And by the way, we appreciate you tuning in and listening to us on the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and you can go to their website, geico.com, to find out how Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years. They're also the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. And your local Geico office can also offer you help with coverage, finding coverage for just about anything that you own. Your car, your truck, your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, your snowmobile, your ski-doo, your sea-doo, whatever you got. And it can also help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your local Geico insurance agent. Now, to find out more, go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, California has been inundated with fires for a number of years, correct?
Oh, yes, unfortunately, yes.
And I've been saying for a number of years, ever since California, and I want to say Gray Davis was when this started. I can't remember, but I think it was Gray Davis. Might have been Schwarzenegger if it wasn't Gray Davis. They stopped doing something very simple, and it's called fire mitigation. and that is clearing out the underbrush in the forests and in the fields and up and down the canyons where a fire could get started and there would be all types of fuel for it to take off and rage totally uncontrollable for hours or days or weeks, correct?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now, they stopped doing that. What would you think was going to happen? And you just told me about the area across the street from you where there's a lot of underbrush and this, that, and the other because they haven't done anything over there. And if they ever had a wildfire come through there, your goose would be cooked and you wouldn't have a house anymore.
Right, yeah. Well, there's, it's sort of like a natural, like rolling California hills type brush and so forth and just growth. But, yes, exactly. And it worries people. They look at that. If the fire ever came through like that, then that would be very, very bad. But a lot of people, especially where they had some of the really bad fires in Orange County a couple years ago, like, for example, in Anaheim Hills, they live in that, right up against those hills.
And see, you can't do that. Here we have a law in this state that any brush needs to be 25 feet away from a structure. That's what the fire code is, okay? Now, whether or not it's enforced everywhere, I don't know, but I can tell you in my area it is for one simple reason. They know what would happen. Now, that doesn't stop embers from going on people's roofs and this, that, and the other in the event you get a wildfire, but certainly the houses are not butted up against the woods or anything like that. That's not what they do. Now, the Governor Newsom came out and has said that, okay, we got to talk PG&E and, the agencies and this, that, and the other and all that stuff, but he has threatened to take over PG&E.
That's right, and he's threatening to do that, a possible takeover, if the utility can't come out of bankruptcy before next year's season for wildfires, basically the fall, just like we're in right now.
Well, how could you when you've been sued for 70 or 75 billion with a B dollars worth of damage and losses and this, that, and the other, which is why they declared bankruptcy to begin with? They don't have that kind of money.
Well, that's exactly right. And the real problem here is that there's a lot of antiquated equipment and antiquated, rigging of the power lines.
You mean like tying up high voltage lines that weren't connected with rope, with marine rope that finally wore through and down went the wires to the ground that were live, I might add, and started arcing, that sort of stuff?
Exactly. And of course, and then Governor Newsom is saying he will, he could personally go in this week, or I should say at a meeting next week, saying he wants to mediate some kind of solution for Pacific Gas and Electric. Of course, so that may be easier said than done. But one of the things I think he's really missing, Captain, is perhaps here in the state of California, because we have so much unmitigated brush and open areas and so forth, there could be some kind, if they want a government program, they could have a bunch of people going out there and doing that. There are people in California, I'm sure, who want to get some kind of job. And
years ago, they called it the conservative, what was it? The
Civil Conservation Corps.
Yeah, that's it. And they were doing, and that's what they did.
That's exactly right. And that was also part of FDR's, New Deal. And it put a lot of people to work. Now, I'm not suggesting that on a big national scale or something like that, but in other words, the need is to actually mitigate this stuff and try to minimize how these fires get out of control so quickly. That seems like a common sense, and no matter how they get it done, that's a common sense, practical approach. Otherwise, they're going to be sort of, arguing about all these different things in PG&E and lawsuits. Meanwhile,
we know how they get out of control. Number one, when you have a fuel source and when you have winds, okay, when you have winds that are blowing 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 miles an hour, there's no way on God's green acre you are going to be able to control a fire. It's going to go where the wind's going to push it.
That's true. That's true.
And you can dump all the water you want. It's still not going to work.
That's right. That's right. And but at the very least, you know, where it, especially when we saw what happened to whole towns in the last big round of fires before this season, you know, it's really, really something. And but again, to simply cut off the power, I mean, I understand the public safety, you know, implications and so forth, but this can't be the new normal. If it is, then California's property values, I think, could be affected. Business can be affected. You know, as we talked about earlier in the week, Silicon Valley might start making different decisions about where they want to be if the power's not reliable, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Now, we talked a little bit about Dr. Michael Bodden yesterday and the fact that he had come out with his version of the autopsy. He had apparently watched the autopsy. He didn't perform an autopsy, but he noted that Epstein, was in jail, that they say committed suicide. He says, no, it was not suicide. He was strangled, and the broken bones in his neck prove it. All right. Now, with that being said, that's going to be investigated some more, we do believe, because Mayor Bill de Blasio has come out and said that there might be a conspiracy, a cover-up of some sort. But now all of a sudden you've got Ronan Farrow, who used to be on MSNBC, who I guess has gone sort of freelance as a reporter, and he's come out and said that the Bill Clinton rape allegations are overdue for review.
Well, that's extraordinary.
Holy smokes. Has he not been told about the life expectancy of someone that accuses a Clinton of something?
Exactly. I mean, that's really no joke. I mean, there's just a horrible track record, you know, over the last 25, 30 years almost.
And by the way, there was an interview, was it yesterday, a reporter asked Clinton, they said, how did you kill Jeffrey Epstein?
Yeah, I saw something about that. Something, she just laughed or something like that. So, that's from what I understand. But it is an interesting thing, of course, about Jeffrey Epstein because, you know, Captain, we were probably going to learn. I mean, this guy's a bad guy. There's just no doubt about that.
And he had the goods on a bunch of people, including Bill Clinton.
Exactly. So it would have been interesting to find out what we might have learned. Of course, now we'll never know. But what Bodden is talking about, and Bodden's not a sensationalistic guy either. He's pretty straight arrow, and I don't think he's saying that just to get attention.
No, and to be continued on that one, right?
Well, exactly. Yeah, we'll find out more at some point, I'm sure.
Yeah, and oh, by the way, Bill Maher, who seems to be getting pretty good at talking about the impeachment thing and all that stuff, he's saying impeaching Trump is going to be a tough sell in the swing states, and he's warning the Dems, you got to stop doing this, you got to stop doing this in these states, you're going to lose the states, and Donald Trump is going to be reelected. And by the way, Piers Morgan has come out and predicted a 2020 landslide for Donald Trump.
Wow, that is really interesting, especially from Piers Morgan. And but you know, Captain, I think the American people may just speak very loudly. They can turn all this off.
Believe me, from what I'm hearing around the country, and I've had a bunch of emails again today. It's not in the hundreds; it's in the thousands now that I'm getting every day. The majority of the emails coming in, especially the ones that I can take a look and see, because of you know what they put up there in terms of subject matter, so I can see what it is they're trying to talk about. They're absolutely positively against the Dems. Absolutely positively.
Yeah, and they could change the Congress in the next election. Yeah.
Tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. You can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
We'll see you Monday morning.
Sounds good.
Kyle Warren, a professor of politics on a weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. We appreciate him very much. We'll be right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Boogie tune called Race Radio. A little song for that left lane. Goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cab sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a hair ride beat look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my desk. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Well, I was headed to Memphis, it was late one night, when me and another hang got in a radio fight. Well, he went and keyed his mic, but I took control of the show, because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
It's Ray Carlisle doing a little Rooster Cruising tonight, because there ain't nothing wrong with his radio. And that's for all my FedEx buddies out there that are coming down and shifting around from, let's see, Charlotte and Atlanta and Dallas and coming out of Orlando and moving out of Tampa and Miami and Jacksonville, doing the switching back and forth to different places. And you guys be careful out there, as well as all the truckers out there in the highways and byways tonight. By the way, don't forget, our segment is brought to you by Flying J and Pilot Truck Stops across the country. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Stop into one of those brand new Pilot travel centers. You'll find out what I'm talking about. All righty. Well, below normal temperatures in the east, lake effect snow up in the north country. Critical fire weather conditions will continue over Southern California and in particular around Los Angeles. Now, below normal temperatures and the first hard freeze of the winter season will occur over portions of the Middle Atlantic and Northeast U.S. Early this morning and again tonight, Saturday over Sunday. By the way, don't forget, Saturday night, 2 a.m., set your clocks back 1 hour. Now, lake effect snow, oh boy, lake effect snow and hazardous driving conditions will develop in the lee shores of Lake Erie and Lake Ontario. Now, what that means for Lake Erie is from Cleveland East, Erie, Pennsylvania, over towards Dunkirk and Fredonia, New York, just south of Buffalo, the way the wind's blowing right now, and the way the wind's blowing right now, it means up in Oswego, Pulaski, over into Utica and Rome, up into Watertown and into the Adirondacks as well tonight with snow towards Old Forge. And just keep in mind that it's going to get kind of interesting going up I-81 and coming across I-90 out of Buffalo. You are going to be in it. And if you're going up to Erie, Pennsylvania, your last probably 20 or 30 miles could be really exciting in that kind of weather. And it's snowing there right now, and we'll be talking about feet of snow, not inches of snow in those areas. Now, also, out west, a very dry humidity combined with gusty winds will once again lead to critical fire weather conditions over Southern California on Saturday and possibly Sunday. They're talking about maybe there'll be a reprieve. The winds might die down, but doesn't look like it at the moment. So Southern California, Los Angeles out into the San Bernardino area, and Ontario, California, you're going to have some very dry conditions again, and it'll be conducive to the development of fires with the winds and the power lines and all the stuff that you heard Kyle and I talking about. In addition, the air quality is not all that great inland because of all the smoke. And you've also got, believe it or not, a freeze warning tonight. Going up over El Cajon on I-5. Holy smokes. All right. A freeze warning up in there tonight. So a little bit of cool weather in California. Now, there's some poor air quality right now also because some of the smoke, the way that it blew, it found its way up into Washington State, Idaho, and Oregon. And you've got some smoke that's settled in there in the Fruit Valley, as well as Coeur d'Alene, and up in Boise and up in the valleys and up there, up in there, as this smoke decides to go from the south to the north right now, the way things are going. Basically, you're looking good out in the western part of the United States when it comes to weather, other than what I just told you. Going over to the Mississippi River, you're looking good that way. But east of the Mississippi River, let's start in the south first. You've got frost and hard freeze warnings for the states of Alabama, Mississippi, the northeastern part of Mississippi, a hard freeze warning, northern part of Alabama. You go across Birmingham and over towards Atlanta. You've got a hard freeze and then a frost warning in other areas going up I-85. You can pretty much just say all the way up I-85 it's going to be cold. There's a frost and then a hard freeze warning in the mountains of Carolina and Tennessee and Virginia tonight. Also, a hard freeze warning in the mountains of West Virginia, along the southeastern corner of Ohio, and across the central part, going towards the northeastern part of Tennessee tonight. Also, a hard freeze warning going up the East Coast into most of Pennsylvania, all of New Jersey, all of Delaware, all of the southeastern part of New York, to include Long Island. So the weather's going to be really chilly up that way. Now, again, let me get up here and talk about the snow that's up on I-90 and I-81 and I-77 at the northern tip of Pennsylvania, up there, I-79 as well, I-79 on the northern tip of Pennsylvania. Now, Erie, you're going to get dumped on tonight. Fredonia, Dunkirk, you're going to get dumped on tonight. Western New York, New York 17, you're going to get dumped down about 50, 60 miles inland from Lake Erie. The snow will then skip around to north of Syracuse, Oswego, Rochester, Pulaski, Sandy Creek, Watertown, all the way to the St. Lawrence Seaway. You will be inundated with lake effect snow. In addition, you've got probably freezing rain developing over towards I-90 east between Utica and Albany right now. That's what it looks like with the weather that I'm looking at here. And you might have the same thing on I-87, the Northway, coming out of Albany, as it looks like there's sleet or freezing rain in that area right now as the temperatures start to drop and get colder. Now, that will turn to snow, but to begin with, you're going to have to deal with the ice, so be advised of that. And, again, if you're on I-95 tonight and you're going north, make sure your vehicles have the antifreeze and all that. And it's the time of the year now that you should, in case you have a problem and a vehicle breaks down, you should definitely have some stuff to carry with you in case you have to stop or whatever, you know, a blanket and a flashlight and a radio of some sort. Make sure you got an extra cell phone battery with you and all that sort of stuff, because winter is upon us. And believe it or not, the temperature's going to prove it up there. North of us, anyway, in Florida. Although, I will tell you that tonight we've got some temperatures that are going to be in the 60s and some 50s up in the northern part of Florida. And then tomorrow night it'll be colder. That'll be the coldest night of the weekend as far as temperatures at night. The highs in the daytime, no more 90s for a little while. It'll be on the low 80s tomorrow, 70s to North Florida. Great football weather up there in Jacksonville. I can tell you right now, the weather's going to be great for the Florida-Georgia game tomorrow. So there you go. All right. Well, when we come back, Ron Edwards hopefully will be on. He is back now from Scotland and England, so he's scheduled to call in. We'll see what happens. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'll be right back with more, and Ron Edwards, too. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.